朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主，我们昨天教会有100多位弟兄姊妹，我们一起进食祷告会。
We're very thankful that over 100 brothers and sisters, we fasted together and prayed.
我知道大家都很忙，但是礼拜六能够这样子分别时间，我们心里面很感动。
I know everybody is busy, but when we can set our time aside like this, I was very touched.
尤其中午昨天12点多，有一个妈妈跑来我旁边问说，一些小孩子2、3岁的饿得都哭了，可不可以去买点面包给他们吃啊？
And particularly when one mother came to me after 12 o'clock and say some of the kids are so hungry that they're crying, can we buy some bread for them to eat?
我说当然可以。
I said, of course.
在那一点多我出来的时候，看见那些小家伙在门口狼吞虎咽啃面包。
And I came out of the door and I saw those little guys just, you know, eating really quickly.
我心里面真的是很感动。
And I was really touched.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到禁食的时候，是为了神家神的旨意有特别需要的时候。
And brothers, when we talk about fasting, we fast because there's a particular need in the house of God.
或是我们面临一个属灵的征战，或是一个关卡要过。
Or we're facing a spiritual battle or a gate that we have to pass.
我们在主的面前，宁可把我们最合法的权利、最基本的需要放到一边去。
And we are willing to lay down our reasonable rights aside.
我们对自己的肉体、对仇敌都说，我们自己的需要、我们自己里面的这个基本的权利都算不了什么。
And towards our flesh and to the enemy, we proclaim that our natural rights are not worth counting.
我们里面有一个心智，就是要神的旨意成就在我们中间。
And we have a desire that the will of God may be established in our midst.
我们也知道神真的很与我们同在。
And we know that God is indeed with us.
弟兄姊妹，昨天早晨白天不能来的，我希望你们能够听这些信息。
Brothers and sisters, those of you who cannot attend yesterday morning, I pray that you will listen to the messages.
很多弟兄姊妹的见证。
And there are many testimonies that were given yesterday.
我们全部都有录音，到时候弟兄姊妹可以补听。
Everything's recorded and everybody can listen to it on the tapes.
但是我想我们很总结起来，我们讲到两个很重要的事情。
But in summary, there are two key things that we talked about.
第一个，我们是希望在这一场征战，还有在这么大的属灵的祝福和应许的面前。
And first of all, in the midst of this battle and so great of a blessing that is waiting for us,
我们希望每一个人、每一个家都参与。
We want every person, every family to be a part of it.
而且是尽心全力的来参与。
And wholeheartedly to come in and participate.
昨天我们讲到尼希米在那里重建城墙的时候。
We talk about Nehemiah when he's rebuilding the walls.
尼希米记第三章五次讲到个人照着自己房屋对着自己的房屋来修造这段城墙。
In Nehemiah chapter 3 is specifically spoke about each family build the segment of the wall that was in front of their house.
这个城墙如果缺了三个家、五个家，他们没有起来修造的话。
And if 3 or 4 family to decide not to rise up and rebuild the walls.
一样失去了保护的功用。
And it loses the function as protection for the city.
整个见证就不完美。
And the testimony is not complete.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前请求每一个家都要参与。
So, brothers and sisters, we ask that every family please participate.
第二个重要的点，我们用哈该书来交通。
And second important point, we spoke from the book of Haggai.
弟兄姊妹，我们在未来的不到90天里面，我们是面对700万奉献的挑战。
And within the next 90 days, we have a $7 million offering that is as a challenge placed before us.
我们全教会有收入的人不到100个人。
And all of the people that has income in this fellowship is a little over 100.
我们说，如果用照世人的算法，一个人要奉献7万块钱。
And by math, medical calculation, each person is responsible for about 70,000.
我相信对我们每一个人来说都是一个极大的挑战。
So for every person, it's a great challenge.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们需要仰望神的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we need to look onto God's help.
但是在哈该书让我们看见一个属灵的法则。
But there's a spiritual principle that is displayed in the book of Haggai.
当神为着神家在这里震动万国，叫万国的珍宝运来之前。
And before God shakes the nation and causes all the treasures to come to his house.
神先要求百姓们做一件事情。
God requires of the people to do one thing.
就是你们要省察自己的行为。
To examine your own works.
不仅仅我们在主的面前要对付我们的罪恶，过圣洁的生活。
Not only are we to deal with our lives and our sins and to live a holy holy life before God.
那哈该书更是提到说，当神的殿荒凉的时候，我们却只注重自己的房子。
But the book of Haggai particularly points out that when the house of God is desolate, we're still concerned about our own house.
我们只在这里修饰住有天花板的房屋，却让神的殿荒凉。
That we're fixing our own house that has a ceiling, yet we allow the house of God to go desolate.
在这样子的情形里面，神没有办法做工，神没有办法祝福。
And in such a condition, God cannot work and God cannot bless.
不是因为神小气跟我们斤斤计较、啊、
It is not that God is stingy and he's dealing with us in very small matters.
因为神太爱我们了。
But God loves us so much.
在这么大的一个祝福的面前。
Before such a great blessing.
在我们生命里面有一个这么大的缺陷和保留不能够归给神的。
And before we have such a reservation in our lives that we cannot offer unto God.
神需要先解决我们。
God needs to deal with us first.
让我们在生命里面得到永恒的祝福。
That in life we may obtain the eternal blessings.
让我们真正能够以神尊主为大，以他的事为优先。
But to have God as the very first have Him as the first place.
所以神说你们要省察自己的行为。
So God said, examine your own works.
要到山上取材建造圣殿。
Go unto the mountains and gather wood that you may build a temple.
换句话说，我们要先把我们自己所能的先奉献给神。
That means that we must offer up what we can first.
我们要把我们的肩膀先放在建造的行列里面。
And we must place our shoulder in the lines of this work.
神就说，过不多时，我必再一次的震动天地、沧海与旱地。
And the Lord says, not much longer, I will shake again the heaven and the earth.
我要震动列国，列国的珍宝都要运来。
And all the treasuries and all the treasures of the nations will be brought here.
我们知道700万超过了我们教会的能力。
We know that $7 million is beyond our ability.
我们知道我们一定要仰望神的帮助。
We know that we need to look unto God's help.
但是弟兄姊妹，在神施恩帮助之前
，But brothers and sisters, before the Lord shows grace and mercy,
我们全教会先要在主的面前过奉献的关口。
We must pass this gate of offering ourselves.
我们不仅仅嘴巴里面说我们愿意奉献。
Not only are we willing to offer on our lips.
我们也不能只是说主，我愿意将心来归给你。
And we can't just simply say, Lord, I give you my heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, where our treasure is, there our heart will be.
神要借着我们奉献财物来得着我们这个人的爱。
And through the offering of money, that the Lord will lay hold of our love.
神要借着我们的奉献来得着我们这个人，来祝福我们这个人。
Through our financial offerings, the Lord will bless us.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要把它当作是一个要求而已。
Do not just look at it as a requirement.
要当作是一个属灵祝福的机会。
But an opportunity for a spiritual blessing.
当作是我们一个成长的机会。
An opportunity for us to grow.
当作我们突破马门在我们身上捆绑的一个机会。
An opportunity for us to break from the bonds of mammon.
所以我希望每一个人每一个家都回到主的面前祷告。
And I pray that every person, every family will return to the Lord and pray.
九月份是我们教会的奉献月。
The month of September is our month of offering.
我希望我们所有的奉献都在九月里面进来。
And all of the offerings that we've prepared will come into the house of God.
我们尽了力以后，十月份我们可以向神祷告。
We've done our part, then we'll cry out to the Lord in the month of October.
我们凭着信心向我们的神举手，我们来赞美他的作为。
And by faith, we raise our hands and we praise him for what he will do.
神要做奇妙的事情。
He will do a marvelous thing.
当祭司先把脚踏进约旦河的时候
，When the priest steps into the River Jordan,
他们因着信心跨过那个波涛汹涌的约旦河。
And by faith, they cross and go through the current.Of the River Jordan.
剩下的事情是神的事情。
And it is up to God to do His thing.
神让河水分开来。
God will cause the river to part.
神让他们如行干地过去了。
God will cause them to walk through dry land.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来经历神迹。
Brothers and sisters, let us all come and experience this miracle together.
让我们一起靠着圣灵来胜过马门和世界在我们身上的捆绑。
That through the Spirit we may overcome the bondage of mammon and the world has over us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个蒙福的机会。
Brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for us to be blessed.
我们讲完这个月以后，我们不会再讲这些事情。
When we speak about this through this coming month, we will not speak of it again.
我们个人蒙不蒙福，那个拣选在我们的手上。
Whether each person is blessed, is the opportunity is in your hands.
我们要不要起来承受神的祝福，那个拣选在我们的手上。
Whether you will rise up to inherit the blessings of God, the opportunity and the choice is in your hand.
我不需要来为神向弟兄姊妹要钱。
And I will not come and beg on behalf of God.
因为我们的神是造宇宙的主宰。
Because our God is the creator of heaven and earth.
神家何等的尊贵。
How what is the honor and the house of God.
能够有份于神的旨意是何等尊贵的事情。
What such royalty for us to be part of His will.
我们有机会来奉献给神，是神恩待我们。
We have the opportunity to offer unto God as this is blessing in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，把它视作当作是一个荣耀的机会。
Brothers and sisters, treat it as a glorious opportunity.
我们向神祷告。
We'll pray to God.
马门在我们身上有捆绑的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们向神祷告。
That if Mammon has a hold over us, cry out to God.
我们就是为了神家，把我们一切所有的，我们甘心尽心的摆上。
And for the house of God, we're willing to lay down all of our hearts and all of our beings.
神要为我们打开天窗。
He will open unto us the window of heaven.
那个祝福到一个地步，是我们无处可容。
And the blessing will come to the point that we cannot sustain it.
就像何弟兄讲的，他亲自经过了孩子的那个病，那个危急。
Like Brother Ho shared that he himself personally experienced what David has gone through.
他第一手经历了神是怎样的神。
He experienced it firsthand who this God is.
同样的，我相信当我们真把自己摆进来的时候。
And I believe that as we put ourselves into this.
我们要经历到那个我们所信的神是叫无病厄余能够行大事的神。
And our God is a God who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们的神是一个这么伟大的神。
He is an awesome God.
然后十月份我们来看神行神迹在我们中间。
In the month of October, we'll see God do miraculous things in our midst.
我们一起用信心来赞美神。
And with our faith, we will praise Him.
而十一月是我们的感恩月。
And November will be our month of thanksgiving.
我们用感恩为祭献在神的面前。
And with thanksgiving as a sacrifice, we'll present it before the Lord.
把荣耀归给神。
And give Him all the glory.
弟兄姊妹啊，神还把生命气息留给我们，就应该感恩了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us life and breath that we ought to praise and give Him thanks.
上个礼拜一我临时带着我的儿子到了鄂软去学校跟 advisor 谈话。
Monday of last week, I went with my son to Irvine to talk to the advisors.
在我走的前一天，我听说我们中间有一个弟兄姊妹，有一对弟兄姊妹，他公司的同事打电话给他。
The day before I left, one of the co-worker of a brother in this fellowship called him.
这个同事他的太太带着他的孩子和他的母亲三个人开车送这个孩子到南加大。
This co-worker took his wife and his sons to the university in Southern California. And just like us, with a joyful heart, we went and took our child to school.
就在路上出了车祸。
And on their way, they had an accident.
孩子死掉了，他的太太和岳母重伤住院。
And the child passed away. His wife and his mother-in-law were severely injured in the hospital.
这个孩子连踏进学校的机会都还没有。
This child didn't even have the opportunity to step onto the campus.
背后父母亲为他筹备教育基金，养他，爱他。对他这么多的期望。
And the parents has prepared all along the way, all their finances and such hope on this child.
但是弟兄姊妹，生命不在我们的手中。
But brothers and sisters, life is not in our hands.
连明天都不在我们的手中。
Even tomorrow is not in our hands.
当神还把生命气息留给我们的时候。
While God still gives us breath.
主啊，我们要用怎样的心来感恩的心来过我们的每一天。
What kind of heart attitude, what kind of heart of thanksgiving should we go through each day?
我回来的时候，另一姊妹告诉我。
And when I came back, Sister Nancy told me.
有人从南加州打电话来，有人写 email 来探听我的情形。
Somebody had called from Southern California and emailed from China to see how I was doing.
因为现在在中国有一个传言说于洪杰弟兄出车祸死掉了。
There's a rumor that brother Yu got in an accident and has passed away.
我那天正好跟一个中国大陆的弟兄通电话，他结结巴巴地说，他说于老师，你知道今天大家在流传什么关于你的事吗？
And I had a conversation with a brother in China, and he was stuttering. He said, you know what is the rumor that's going on here in China?
我跟他说我出车祸死了。
And I said, I got in an accident and died.
他在电话里面大笑，他说你能不能当我知道这个谣言是假的以后，我真快乐。
And he laughed out loud.He said, when I realized that it was just simply a rumor, I was so happy.
去年他们传说我被抓了。
And last year, the rumor was that I was captured.
前年有一个人结结巴巴地问我，他说他们说你已经病危了。
And the year before then, somebody stutteringly asked me and said, thought that I was at my deathbed.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这里澄清这些谣言的时候。
And when I was in the midst of all these rumors.
我原本只是心里面觉得是怎么会传这些呢，我就是好像澄清谣言而已。
And I say, how can these rumors just go around? I just treat it simply as rumors.
当我想到那个南加大的那个孩子还没有跨进学校就出车祸死了。
But as I was thinking about that child on his way to Southern California for his university, and he got an accident before he even got there.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情可以发生我们在座的任何一个人身上。
Brothers and sisters, this event can happen to any one of us who are sitting here.
让我们学习来敬畏神。
Let us come and revere God.
不要像雅各在那里提醒我们的，我们那样子的自信自夸，说我明年要怎样，我将来要怎样。
And fear the Lord and be as what James has said. Do not boast about what you're going to do tomorrow or the day after or next year.
主说连你们明天怎样，你们都不知道。
And the Lord said, you do not know what will happen to you even tomorrow.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们还有时间的时候，我们都来爱他。
So brothers and sisters, while we still have time, let us love him.
当还把主还把机会摆在我们眼前的时候，让我们来答应他的呼召。
While the Lord still gives us opportunity before us, let us answer His call.
我们买会所三个月很快就过去了。
In 3 months, this process of purchasing this facility would go by very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，一定要在祷告里面，我们一同来经历神的大能。
Brothers and sisters, let us experience the might of our Lord through prayer.
一同在奉献的里面，我们学习来对付世界在我们身上的权力。
And together, let's learn as a church.To overcome the power of the world over us.
我们不奉献，我们还不会发现马门在我们身上有多大的力量。
If we do not begin to offer, we do not realize the power of mammon that has over us.
就像你如果不参加禁食的话，你不知道禁食原来是这么不容易的事情。
Just like you do not partake in fasting, you do not know how difficult it is to fast.
当然，弟兄姊妹，让我们一起在主的面前抓住所有的机会啊！
Brothers and sisters, that we together may lay hold of every opportunity.
因为我们没有一个人知道我们还有多少的日子。
Because nobody knows how many more days we have left.
当伯沙撒王在那里骄傲的时候
And when Nebuchadnezzar was boasting
神借着但以理去责备他
And through Daniel the Lord rebuked him
他说你在神的面前不知道谦卑
He said before God you do not know how to humble yourself
你不知道敬畏那个在手中握有你生命气息的那一位
And you do not know how to humble yourself before the God who has your breath in his hand
所以底下神说你的日子到此为止
So the Lord says your day is numbered
因为摆在天平里面一称就称出了你的亏欠
And you have been waited And you've been found wanting.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙爱的人，我们不是活在这样子的恐惧里面。
And we who are loved by the Lord, we do not live in such fear.
的确，摆在天平里面也称出了我们的亏欠。
Yes, we are measured on the balance, and our lacking is revealed.
啊，借着这样子一件事情，也显出我们很多地方的不够。
And through these things, our lackings are inabilities are revealed.
但是我们却要带着欢喜快乐的心来感谢神，显明了我们的不够。
But with a joyful heart, we should thank God that all our insufficiencies are revealed.
因为他一切的显明是为了拯救。
Because he revealed all these things for the sake of saving us.
他的光线带着医治的能力。
His lights come with healing.
趁着我们还有生命。
Now while we have breath.
趁着我们还不知道我们剩下多少的日子。
While we still do not know how many days we have remaining.
主在我们身上的每一个显明，每一个工作都是机会。
Every revelation, every work.That God has in our lives is an opportunity.
让我们全心尽心尽心尽意尽力的来爱他。
That with all of our heart, strength, soul, and might, that we may love Him.
Brother Lawrence 说，你如果不用今天来爱主，你就浪费了今天。
Brother Lawrence says, if you do not use today to love God, then you have wasted today.
让我们一起都好好来爱他。
That we may all come and love Him.
然后我们很快的来读一段圣经，我们上次读过马太福音第十四章。
Matthew chapter 15, chapter 14.
14我们一连串三次讲到风雨生信心
And we talked about this message again and again That in the midst of storm, it gives birth to faith
马太福音十四章我们请从22节
Matthew 14
读到33节
Verse 22-33
为了省时间我来读、
For the sake of time, I will read it to you
耶稣随即催门徒上船先渡到那边去等他叫众人散开散了众人以后他就独自上山去祷告到了晚上只有他一人在那里那时船在海中因风不顺被浪摇撼夜里四更天耶稣在海面上走往门徒那里去门徒看见他在海面上走就惊慌了说是个鬼怪便害怕喊叫起来耶稣连忙对他们说你们放心是我不要怕彼得说主如果是你请叫我从水面上走到你那里去耶稣说你来吧彼得就从船上下去在水面上走要到耶稣那里去只因见风甚大就害怕将要沉下去便喊着说主啊救我耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说你这小信的人啊为什么疑惑呢他们上了船风就住了在船上的人都拜他说你真是神的儿子了好我们的圣经就读到这
This will be all the scripture that we will read
弟兄姊妹我们这一连串我们在讲到风雨生信心
Brothers and sisters on this series of faith out of storms
我们讲到天有不测风云人有旦夕祸福
And we said that we cannot foresee the troubled days that will come.
我上次讲到，当我们讲第一篇的时候，神就把我们带到佛罗里达 hurricane 的中心去。
And the very first message that we spoke on, we were in the America, Florida was going through a hurricane.
那一天当 hurricane 来的时候，在主面前有一个祷告。
When the hurricane came, we had a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，求你减少这个 casualty 死亡的人数。
And I said, Lord, please minimize the casualties.
虽然我不知道谁要死
，I do not know who's gonna die.
但是我知道这种风暴来的时候，一定有人受到伤亡。
But I know that when the storm such as this comes, somebody will suffer loss.
台湾前一阵子突然来了两个台风，死了这么多人。
And Taiwan also suffered typhoons, and so many people died.
对浙江、对福建、对中国也造成了这么大的影响。
And to various cities in China, it has great influences as well.
没有一个人知道什么时候风浪要来。
Not one person knows when the storms will come.
也没有一个人可以预期到风浪来了以后我的结果是什么。
And nobody would be able to foretell after the storm what would be the result of it.
而经历这些伤害的人都说来得太快了，完全没有准备。
And those who has gone through such tragedy says it came so quickly we were not prepared.
天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
And we cannot foretell what are the troubles that will come.
弟兄姊妹，连不信主的人都一样在这个世界在仇敌的辖制里面。
And those who are not non-believers, they are also under the power of the dominion of darkness in this world.
但是对我们信主的人来说不一样。
But for those of us who believe under the Lord, we are different.
我曾经说过，苦难的源头只有一个，从撒旦来的。
And we say the source of all difficulties and troubles has an origin. It comes from Satan.
但是任何苦难会临到神的儿女们，决定经过神的主权和美意过滤过的。
But these difficulties come with the filtering of our God and His acknowledgement.
那会后有人问我，他说不是有很多神的儿女们借着苦难得到益处吗？
And somebody asked me after the meeting, didn't many people benefit from the difficulties that they gone through?
神不是也兴起了很多的环境来训练他的仆人，来炼净他的仆人吗？
Hasn't God raised up circumstances to try and to purify His servants?
的确是啊，第一个，神所有在我们身上的试炼，不见得是借着苦难。
That is true. Not all trials are through difficulties.
神的确在这里试炼我们，在这里洁净我们。
Yes, God will try us. God will come and purify us.
但是有的时候，这些的试炼，这些的环境，也的确是苦难。
But indeed, many times these trials are difficulties.
但是苦难的源头是撒旦。
But the source of all these hardship and difficulties is Satan.
病、死亡、罪恶，这些都是从撒旦来的。
Illness, sin, death, they are all from Satan.
当神容许一件苦难风浪临到我们的时候
When the Lord allows such difficulties and a storm to come into your life
是决定经过他的主权和他的美意过滤过的
has been filtered through his sovereignty and his perfect will
就像约伯能够经历苦难之前是神许可了
Just,
那个 invisible fence 才被撤离
Just as Job was going through his difficulties God has acknowledged it and said it was okay and the invisible fence was established
因为原来有一道看不见的篱笆在保护约伯
And there was anunseen fence that was protecting Job.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们前两次的信息里面，我们曾经提到。
And our last couple of messages we've mentioned.
风浪临到我们，第一件事情是显明我们生命，显明我们的信心和生命的真情。
And the storms come to reveal our true condition of our faith. In our lives.
我们唱诗，我们祷告。我们说我们是属神的人，我们是信神的人。
We sing and we pray and we proclaim that we belong to God and we believe in God.
但是当环境真来的时候，就显明我们里面的情形到底是如何。
But when the circumstances come, then our true condition is revealed.
所以门徒们吓得要死。
So the disciples were terrified.
他们被恐惧抓住。
And they were laid hold of by fear.
然后他们马上靠自己的能力要去解决风浪。
And with their own strength, they wanted to take care of the storm.
所以我们平常唱的信靠耶稣，信靠耶稣，你发现风浪一来，我们全靠自己。
And when we say trust in Jesus, but when the storms come, we all trust ourselves.
啊，我们明明想说在平安如水流，正一路跟随我。可是风浪一来，我们就吓得魂不守舍。
We say it with the streams and we just flow in calmness, but when the storms come, all of a sudden we're laid hold by fright.
这是门徒那天的情形。
That was the condition of the disciples on that
day. 风浪显明了我们的信心和生命的真情。
The storm revealed our faith and the condition of our hearts and our lives.
而第二件事情，风浪帮助我们转向救主。
And secondly, the storm causes us to turn to the Savior.
当他们没有办法解决的时候
，when they cannot resolve it on their own，
连这些 professional 的渔夫都没有办法胜过这个风浪的时候
，and when these professional fishermen cannot overcome the storm，
他们突然想起了主在他们的船上睡觉
，and they remember that the Lord was on the boat sleeping。
他们说：“主啊，救我们， they, 我们丧命了。
”and they say， "Oh Lord, save us, we're about to die."
他们甚至用埋怨的口气说：“夫子啊，我们丧命了，你不顾吗
？”and with a complaining voice, they say, "Lord, we're about to die. Don't you care?"
不管你是谦卑的求告主也好
Whether you are humbly calling out to him
不管你是埋怨的来责备神也好
Or in complaint you're rebuking God
但是至少风浪在我们身上做到的第二件事情逼我们转向神
Regardless of which what the storm has done is forced you to turn to God
而第三件事情是什么
And thirdly what is that?
杨俊啊 Yeah 风浪让我们真认识神
And the storm causes to truly know God
你要请你注意我写的答案不是认识真神是真认识神
The answer is to really know God
因为很多的时候我们是风闻有神而已
It's not to know the true God Sometimes we only hear of God
连约伯这个素来敬畏神远离恶事的这位神
And just as Job often keeps himself righteous and departs from evil
当他被神带过风暴之后
But when God brings him through the storm
他说我从前是风闻有你
He said in time past I've heard of you
Oh, 弟兄姊妹在风浪的里面我们第一手的来经历神
But in the midst of the storms you experience God firsthand
在风浪的里面我们对神产生了真实的认识
In the midst of the storms you truly come to know God
而这些的真认识和真经历要带领我们度过我们的余生
And this true knowledge, this true experience of God will take you through the rest of your life
在但以理他三个朋友当他们在那么大的环境里面的时候
And Daniel and his three friends when they're in such trials
他们都是因为 真实的信心和认识带领他们度过
Because they truly believe and they have been brought through the difficulties
所以但以理书讲到说唯有认识神的子民必刚强行事
And Daniel says only the people of God who truly knows him will do things boldly
因为我们在这些经历的里面环境的里面我们真认识了神
Because in the midst of their trials they've truly come to know God
我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲那个穆迪的小男孩的故事
And I share with you the story about this little boy Moody
当他第一次叫他的孩子跳到他从桌上跳下来的时候他不敢跳
The story that Moody gave, and he told his little child to jump off the table and he will catch him.
他怎么鼓励他都不敢跳，到最后才跳了。
And the boy was so afraid he would not do it, and at the very end he did it.
当他跳下来，跳在他父亲那个那么雄壮、那么安稳的一个胸怀里面的以后
，As the child jumped in the bosom of his father,
他第二次、第三次，他再也不怕了。
And he knew that how strong, how mighty it was. The second and the third time, he was not afraid.
他甚至看见他爸爸一下班回来，他就跑到桌子上叫他爸爸来接他。
And even when his father comes home, he would jump, run on the table and say, "Dad, catch me."
因为他已经产生了对他父亲的信心和真认识。
Because the faith and the knowledge of his father has grown in him.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们经过风浪
，But just every time we go through the storms,
我们对神的认识就往前跨一步。
Our knowledge of God grows by one more step.
因为风浪不仅仅叫我们转向救主
Because the storm not only causes us to turn to the Savior,
风浪让我们真认识神
But the storm causes us to truly know God.
所以当主平静风浪之后
So when the Lord calms the storms,
这些跟随耶稣这么久的门徒们
And these disciples that have been following the Lord for so long,
他们都说这到底是谁
And they say, who is this?
这到底是谁
Who is this?
弟兄姊妹我们在座可能有很多人信主几十年了
Many of us may be believers for decades.
如果主今天在我们的环境里面给我们制作一个环境让我们有一天说主啊你到底是谁你居然做了这件事情
But if the Lord were to raise up a circumstance in our life and we would say, Lord, who are you that you've done this?
弟兄姊妹这是大的恩典
It is an immense grace.
神这一生都在带领我们走上行的路
And God is leading us an upper way all the days of our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹所以我上一次的主题是讲到第一次讲到说这到底是谁
And our theme in the time past was, who is this?
而第二次我的主题是讲到不要怕是我
Our second topic was, do not be afraid, it is I.
而今天早晨我们要讲的主题是耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他。
And our topic this morning is immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
当彼得凭着信心走出去的时候
When Peter by faith walked out.
他刚刚开始走得很好。
And he was walking fairly well.
他从来没有想到那个软软的海水居然能够让他踏在上面。
And he never imagined that he could walk on the softness of the water.
他从来没有想到在风暴之中我能够安稳走在海上。
He never realized that in the midst of the storm, he could walk steadily upon the waters.
弟兄姊妹，这对彼得来说，这是一个何等的经历
！What an experience for Peter！
感谢弟兄姊妹在信心的考验里面。
But brothers and sisters, in the trial of faith,
时间永远是一件很可怕的考验。
Time is always the most difficult part.
那环境变坏是一个非常严肃的考验。
Circumstances change to more drastically. It's a very severe test.
当彼得凭着信心走出来的时候
，And when Peter by faith he stepped out.
他刚刚开始走的都还好。
In the beginning it was okay.
可是时间拉长了
and as time has progressed,
可是环境变得更坏了
and when the environment worsens,
当他的眼睛一转向风浪
and when his eyes is gazing upon the storm,
他就往下沉
he begins to sink.
好，弟兄姊妹，但是我们的主何等的爱我们
But brother and sister, how our Lord loves us.
就今天早晨我稍稍交通到我们常常是凭着 discipline 跟 performance 来做哈。
And my sister-in-law shared this morning, oftentimes we do things by discipline and performance.
我们的神虽然也重视我们的 performance,
Yet, though our God do look at our performance,
但是他爱我们是按照我们的本相接纳我们爱我们。
But he loves us for the way we are.
虽然我们 performance 常常不好，一走水就往下沉。
He accepts us just as we are, and though our performance is not good, and oftentimes we sink.
每一次想要爱主，我们跨出去了。
And every time we say, "Oh, I'm going to love the Lord," when we step out.
走一走，一看风浪这么大。
We walk a little bit, and we say, "How severe is the storm?"
一看怎么这么久了，风浪还不停呢
？Why is the storm still lingering? Why did it not stop?
弟兄姊妹，我们信心软弱，我们就往下沉。
And our faith begins to weaken, and we begin to sink.
还是没有关系。
But it's okay.
我们的主他从来不离开我们。
The Lord will never leave us.
他说：“你不要害怕，因为我永远与你们同在。”
He says, "Do not be afraid, for I will be with you."
昨天我们读哈该书，他也说：“你们要刚强，因为我与你们同在。”
And we read Haggai, and the Lord says, "Be strong, for I am with you."
他说：“我的灵在你们中间，所以你们不要惧怕。”
My spirit is with you, so do not be afraid.
我们的主叫以马内利。
The Lord our God is called Emmanuel.
我们可以失信，神永远不失信。
We may lose faith, but He is forever faithful.
我们会软弱，我们会羞辱他，但是他永远不丢弃我们。
We may be weak, we may bring shame to him, but he will never forsake us.
在我们往下沉的时候
，and as we are sinking,
当我们好像脸都丢尽了，你想这个彼得是大使徒
，and we have lose all of our faith and all of our pride. Imagine Peter is such a great disciple.
他这么勇敢地说：“主，如果是你，让我走过去。”
And he said, "Lord, if it is you, cause me to walk toward you."
弟兄姊妹，这个彼得的信心，我真的是望尘莫及。
And Peter's faith, it's hard for me to imagine.
要是我就说主啊平静风浪吧
If it was I would say Lord calm the storms
主啊我要丧命了赶快救我吧
I said Lord I'm about to die save me
我能够做到这一步我已经觉得自己很不错了
If I could do up to this point I would feel that hey I did pretty well
因为可能很多人碰到难处还不来祷告呢
Because a lot of people when they come to difficulties they won't even cry out to God and pray
我一碰到难处我就会来祷告神了
When I come to difficulties I cry out to God and I would pray to him
而且我是从心里面呼求他救我
And I would cry out from the depth of my heart Lord saveBut Peter's faith is a step further.
他说：“主啊，如果这个环境真是出于你的，真是你的话。”
And he says, "Lord, if the circumstances of you,
你让我走过去。”
Let me come and walk upon.
好，弟兄姊妹，如果我们要走在水上，我们必须从船上下来。
And brothers, if you are to walk upon the waters, you must come out of the boat.
这个走出船，这是一个大信心。
To step out of the boat is a great faith.
你要走出你的 comfort zone， 你走出你的安乐窝。
You have to walk out of your comfort zone.
走出你的依靠，走出你的把握。
Come out of the things that you rely on and your assurance.
因为是主。
Because it is the Lord.
也因着主的应许，主说你过来吧。
And because by His command and His promise to come.
彼得下去了。
Peter went.
哎呀，大使徒走在水上。
And this great disciple, he's walking on water.
我相信刚刚开始，众人都哇，彼得，你居然也可以做。
And I think everybody in the boat is like, "Wow, Peter, you're doing it."
其他的门徒都很羡慕他。
And all the other disciples are all admired him.
没有想到过了几秒钟以后，这么有信心的人在那里喊说：“耶稣，主啊，救我！”
And then after a few seconds, this guy with great faith is saying, "Oh God, save me!"
像个小孩子一样，那样子的无助，那样子的可怜，喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
And like a helpless child, he's saying, "Oh God, save me!"
但是弟兄姊妹，彼得的经历却是我们没有一个人曾经经历过的。
But brothers and sisters, the experience that Peter has, none of us have experienced it.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。